The Hungry, Reading 2, Hunger in the Wilderness. Reading from Exodus 16. And all the assembly of the sons of Israel murmured against Moses and against Aaron in the wilderness. And the sons of Israel said to them, Oh, that we had died by the hand of Jehovah in the land of Egypt, when we sat by the flesh pot, when we ate bread to satisfaction. For you have brought us out to this wilderness to kill this whole congregation with hunger. And Jehovah said to Moses, Behold, I am making it rain bread for you from heaven, and the people shall go out, and they shall collect the portion of a day in its day, in order that I may tempt them, whether they will walk in my law or not. And it shall be in the sixth day that they shall prepare that which they have brought. And there shall be double over what they shall collect day by day. And Moses and Aaron said to all the sons of Israel, In the evening, then you shall know that Jehovah has brought you out from the land of Egypt. And in the morning, then you shall see the glory of Jehovah, and that he hears your murmurings against Jehovah. And what are we that you murmur against us? And Moses said, In that Jehovah shall give you in the evening flesh to eat, and in the morning bread to satisfy, in that Jehovah hears your murmurings with which you murmur against him. And what are we? Your murmurings are not against us, but against Jehovah. Arcana 84:10. By bread, in the spiritual sense, is meant the primary thing that nourishes the soul and preserves its spiritual life. That this is the good of love is evident from the life of heaven, which consists solely of this good. But in the opposite sense, by bread is meant the primary thing that nourishes those who are in hell and sustains their life. That this is the evil of the love of self and of the world is evident from the life of hell, which consists solely in this. Evil to them is good, for nothing is more delightful and sweet to them. This is here meant by the good of pleasures. And from the signification of to satiety, eating till satiety, as being as much as they wished. For with the good, it is the will that is sated with good, and with the evil, it is the will that is sated with evil. Arcana Celestia 84:13. To kill this whole congregation with hunger. That this signifies that they were expiring from a lack of will, a lack of delight and of good, and from the signification of hunger as being a lack of good, here of the good of pleasures, which is signified by bread. For when that which nourishes the spiritual life or the life of the spirit is taken away, hunger results. How the case herein is shall be briefly told. When the good of charity, which makes the spiritual life, is to be insinuated, the delight of the pleasures which had made the natural life is removed. When this delight is removed, the man comes into temptation, for he believes that if he is deprived of the delight of pleasures, he is deprived of all life, because his natural life consists in this delight, or good, as he calls it. But he does not know that when this delight of life is removed, spiritual delight, or good, is insinuated by the Lord in its place. It is this good that is signified by the manna, the former good or delight being meant by the flesh and bread in the land of Egypt, and the privation of this kind of good being meant by hunger. But it is to be carefully observed that the man who is being regenerated is not deprived of the delight of the pleasures of the body and lower mind, for he fully enjoys this delight after regeneration, and more fully than before, but in inverse ratio. Before regeneration, the delight of pleasures was everything of his life. But after regeneration, the good of charity becomes everything of his life. And then the delight of pleasures serves as a means and as an ultimate plane in which spiritual good with its happiness and blessedness terminates. When, therefore, the order is to be inverted, the former delight of pleasures expires and becomes no delight, and a new delight from a spiritual origin is insinuated in its place. Questions. Food corresponds generally to good, and all good carries delight with it. How is the delight of food different from its nourishment? 2. Those who are spiritually hungry may sometimes be hungry for good or bad reasons. They could be demanding just natural delights, and they could genuinely long for spiritual joy. How can someone recognize this difference in themselves? 3. What different kinds of spiritual food could be offered to those with spiritual hunger? What different delights might that nourishment bring?